The world in its present form is passing away. Those words from St. Paul set the stage for our understanding of what's happening. For one of our mistaken beliefs is that when they say an event is going to happen, it's a one-time thing that happens quickly. But with God, there is no time. And so that the world is passing away isn't that it happens in one moment. It happens over the course of time. That's the stage on which we see in today's reading John and two of his disciples standing, and they see Jesus go by. John says, "There is one coming after me. I am not fit to untie his straps." He says, "Behold, there is the Lamb of God. The new day has arrived. Something new is going to take the place of the old system that we are so used to." Jesus comes to Andrew and says, "Come after me." It's a succession. John to Jesus to Andrew, his disciple, onward to us. And what is it that they pass on? Well, ask yourself the question. If you were out going about your daily activities as Andrew and the other disciples were, participating in your business of being a fisherman, with your family and friends around you and life kind of taking a normal course of events, and someone comes up to you and says the words, "Come after me," would you leave everything and follow him? It's kind of an unrealistic expectation. Unless we understand that what Jesus does is not show them a succession plan that puts them in great authority and power. In fact, he says they will be powerless. He doesn't lay out a great retirement plan where they'll have a lot of funds to live off of. He doesn't create an organizational chart. He speaks to their heart, from his heart to their heart, from Christ's heart to your heart. And he says, "Follow me." And it's not that something different takes place outside of him. Something different takes place inside of us. That's the miracle. That's the miracle that we're invited to participate in today. To hear the word of God speak to our hearts and invite us into this new reality. But it means we have to be open. We have to allow those words that come from God through Christ to touch us. They are simple words, clear words. "I love you." Would that get you to follow? Would that entice you to follow Christ? Have you ever met a person who really loved you? I think most of us would say, "Oh yes," and we'd list off all the people we think should love us. But we know that that comes and goes, it waxes and wanes. They love us one day and are mad at us another day. Christ loves so completely that it never changes. It's always his unconditional gift. Christ says to us, to entice us to follow him, "You are forgiven your every sin. In the past and in the future, you are forgiven. You are my beloved." Would those words entice you to follow Christ? Don't look at it like there are all these rules about what you have to do. Look at it like your heart responding to the heart of a person who loves you. I remember one day a speaker saying, "Learn to be with people who love you." And I thought, that's unusual. Aren't most of us? And then you start to figure out, no, we aren't. We choose to be with people who sometimes don't treat us very well. And we think we have to put up with it because of our sin or our mistakes or because we're not perfect. Imagine if you made the decision to be with those who love you. You would be with Christ. You would follow Him. Because it's not walking after somebody, physically following them. It's letting your heart follow His heart. Believing in what He believes in. The forgiveness of sin. The transformative power of love. See, we always are challenged to make a choice. Do we believe that people change because they're afraid, because they're going to be punished, because of discipline? Or do we think that people change because they're loved? Christ says to us, they change because they're loved. The rest of it they may adapt to momentarily, but it isn't real and it won't last. No, we have a greater gift, my brothers and sisters. And if the present world is passing away, is that what we really want to be a part of? The systems in our society that take advantage of one another, that hurt other people? Even if we're on the receiving end, is that really where our heart is? No, we are called to invest in a much greater reality. The love of God for us and our love that we learn to have for one another. Sometimes the hardest part of loving another person is letting them be. Not always having advice. Not always demanding they do what you want. Letting them be to find God, who teaches us to love in a better way. Who teaches us it's not about making people do what we want. It's about us doing what God wants. This morning, we come together to let Christ speak to our heart and entice us to follow Him.